Imagine this. You're working late nights at a tech startup, designing digital interfaces to the rhythm of Daft Punk. 3 years later, you're suddenly asked to lead a team. Your stomach knots as you practice difficult conversations in the mirror, wondering if you're cut out for this. This was my reality at Facebook in 2009. That overwhelming fear and doubt? Completely normal. The truth about management is refreshingly simple. Great managers aren't born. They're made through persistent learning and countless mistakes. If you're seeking guidance on becoming better, you already possess the foundation for greatness. Management isn't about having all the answers, but about caring enough to keep asking the right questions. The journey from individual contributor to leader is transformative, challenging, and ultimately one of the most rewarding paths you can take. When I first became a manager, I thought my job was about meetings, feedback, and personnel decisions. Years later, I still misunderstood it as building teams and creating processes. These were activities, not the core purpose. The fundamental job of a manager is getting better outcomes from a group of people working together. Unlike a lemonade stand operator who handles everything personally, a manager enables others while improving operations. Focus on three key areas: purpose, clear team goals, people, right talent in right roles, and process, effective work systems. Great managers are made, not born, but you must want the job. Ask yourself, do you find team success more motivating than personal achievements? Do you enjoy frequent interaction? Management involves constant communication, about 70% of your day in meetings. Can you provide stability during emotional challenges, like delivering tough feedback or supporting team crises? Many pursue management as career advancement, but it's not the only growth path. Leadership differs from management. While a manager is a specific role with responsibilities, leadership is the skill of influencing others. A title doesn't automatically make you a leader. You must build credibility with your team first. Your first 3 months will vary by management path. Apprentices promoted internally have guidance but face awkward peer dynamics. Pioneers building something new enjoy creative freedom but lack support. New bosses joining established teams can ask questions freely but must build trust quickly. Regardless of path, resist proving yourself immediately. Focus on listening and learning. Effective management depends on trust-based, honest conversations. Trust exists when reports bring you their biggest problems, you can exchange critical feedback without it feeling personal, and reports would gladly work with you again. Connect as humans rather than through hierarchy. Sharing your own struggles creates relatability and deepens relationships. Be transparent about expectations and acknowledge mistakes. Vulnerability demonstrates truth and courage. Remember that regardless of someone's brilliance, toxic behavior creates a divider effect that diminishes everyone else's effectiveness. Great feedback transforms people in ways they're proud of. Feedback isn't just suggestions for improvement, but encompasses four key ways to inspire behavioral change. First, set clear expectations up front. Agree on what success looks like before starting rather than checking later. Second, give task-specific feedback frequently, focusing on the what rather than the who, making it a lightweight, habitual part of your day. Third, share behavioral feedback by examining patterns across task-specific feedback to identify strengths and development areas. Fourth, collect 360-degree feedback from multiple sources for a more complete performance view. When expectations aren't clearly communicated, disappointment follows. As my manager Kate taught me, if someone first learns they're underperforming during a formal review, we've failed them. The true measure of effective feedback isn't delivery, but positive change. When my report George continued making overly complex presentations despite feedback, I realized he couldn't see the problem. Great coaches ensure others improve under their guidance, focusing on outcomes rather than just delivering critiques. Being a great manager requires deep self-knowledge, your strengths, values, comfort zones, blind spots, and biases. Only by understanding yourself can you find your true north. Imposter syndrome affects managers intensely, but feeling like an imposter sometimes is normal for all managers. Great leadership comes from leveraging strengths rather than fixating on weaknesses. Leaders range from extroverts like Churchill to introverts like Lincoln. Beyond strengths and weaknesses, identify environments where you thrive and situations that trigger negative reactions. Through self-reflection, I've recognized conditions for my best work: proper sleep, early productivity, outcome visualization, trusting relationships, solo processing time, and continuous learning. 5 years ago, pre-presentation anxiety kept me awake. Now I can relax before speaking to thousands, a transformation achieved through practice and persistence despite initial discomfort. To accelerate growth, seek specific, actionable feedback. View your manager as a coach, not a judge. Make mentors of those around you. Reflect regularly on your journey. Harvard research confirms that people who reflect outperform those who merely accumulate experience. Hiring well is a manager's most important task. One exceptional hire can transform your team's results, so view hiring as an opportunity to shape your organization's future. When understaffed, resist hiring just anyone. Instead, create a one-year organizational plan mapping your team's future needs, considering how many people to add, what skills and experience levels you need, what strengths you already have, and what traits would enhance diversity. Brief interviews poorly predict potential. Google found zero relationship between interview ratings and job performance. Make smarter bets by focusing on past performance in similar environments. Have multiple knowledgeable people interview each candidate, assessing different aspects. Be wary of unenthusiastic hire recommendations. Diverse teams achieve better results. Companies with ethnic and racial diversity in management are 35% more likely to outperform financially, while organizations with female board members perform better. Teams with outsiders solve problems more accurately. Don't just hire for current needs. Seek people who can grow beyond their initial role. In knowledge work, talented people tackling bigger challenges create exponential value. As your team grows, your role evolves while core principles remain. Leadership becomes more people-centric than technical, with success depending on hiring great leaders, building self-reliant teams, and communicating effectively as others become hesitant to challenge your increasing authority. Effective delegation means adjusting your approach based on the situation and individual. I discovered that delegating challenging work builds trust and develops talent rather than shielding team members from difficulties. Team culture forms whether intentionally shaped or not. When something matters deeply, communicate it consistently and enlist others to reinforce the message. Team members quickly notice disconnects between words and actions. Even with consistent messaging and modeling, cultural aspirations fail without proper incentives. Rituals like Facebook's hackathons embodied values such as be bold and move fast while generating successful products. While leaders envision strategies, success comes from countless small daily actions shaped by culture, how team members interact, solve problems, and live shared values. Your legacy resides in both accomplishments and the thriving culture and capable leaders you develop who continue beyond your leadership.